It's definitely rampant and it's growing. We now know that one out of every four women will experience some form of domestic violence or sexual abuse in her lifetime.
Kube Ngaje is the executive director of DASH, an organization that provides housing and other services to survivors of domestic violence.
Women, children, men, these are folks who are your neighbors, you know, the person checking you out in the grocery line, the person who is your librarian. It doesn't matter. As long as you're a survivor of domestic violence or sexual abuse, then you qualify for services with us.
In the last few years, the number of individuals seeking help from DASH has increased significantly. In 2015, the organization served around 300 survivors and their children, and in 2017, that number was closer to 680. Flora Alfaro works one-on-one with survivors as an advocate at DASH, and some of these survivors have escaped sex trafficking, even child marriages.
It's hard to hear all the trauma that the women have survived and gone through. So if there was anything in her power and her hands to be able to help more, she would.
Alfaro helps the survivors find jobs and schools for their children, but perhaps more importantly, she works to empower them and helps make sure they don't find themselves in another abusive situation.
Even just to educate women on what is domestic violence, a lot of the times they're not even realizing that they are in abusive relationships.
Survivors placed in DASH apartments can stay up to 2 years.
It gives them the time that is needed to work through those traumatic experiences, and it gives them time to determine what works best for them.
I'm the community housing resource specialist.
Zanetta Green is often the first face that many of these survivors see when they come to DASH seeking help. And part of her job is helping them come up with a safety plan until they're ready to leave.
Are you talking to your children? Do you all have buzzwords to say, hey, it's an emergency, we need to leave out of here?
You know, we work hard to make sure that survivors don't have to choose between staying or being homeless.
You know, we really created a space in which it doesn't feel like a shelter. It feels like home.
Rachel Ninia, WTOP News.